You'll just speak a little bit about Daoji to complete what we didn't speak over there. I ended at the point of speaking about the merciful nature of Balaram. And the necessity from Balaram to receive the spiritual strength to carry out our devotional service. The nature of devotional service is, it is very merciful. To receive it from others, it's due to the merciful nature of others who give us bhakti just by their compassion. The compassionate Srimati Radharani extends that to us also, her compassion, in the form of devotional service, to engage us in service to Krishna. He doesn't want to go. Until he wants to go. And then when he wants to go, you can't stop him. He has minute independence, but he thinks he has more than minute independence. He likes to exhibit the fullness of his minute independence. And even beyond. What can you do? Okay, so Balaram likes to serve Krishna. And commonly in the pastimes, childhood pastimes that took place here in Vrindavan, are the pastimes of Balaram killing Dainakasura. We're going to be visiting the Talavan area, so I won't describe that pastime just now, but when we go there, we can describe that pastime. Two other pastimes I will describe. They're outside of Vrindavan, but it shows Balaram's prowess. Krishna killed Narakasura. We heard a little bit of that description. The 16,100 princesses that were kidnapped and imprisoned by Narakasura. Krishna killed Narakasura. Well, Narakasura had some friends, some asura buddies, some dear friends of his that were of a like-minded nature. And one of them was known by the name Dvidvida. Dvidvida wanted to take revenge. So he knew where to go, where Krishna would be most disturbed. He came to Braja. And here in Braja, he made his best effort to disturb Krishna. He came and he burned the homes of the cowherd men. Then he went back to Dwaraka near the sea and he flooded the whole place with his powerful arms and spread water everywhere. And then in the place where the brahmanas were performing their austerities and their doing their rituals and performing their yajnas, he desecrated the sacred places. And in this way, just mean-spirited, bringing disturbance to Krishna, just like the opposite is to do service to the Vaishnavas. and the brahmanas. He did the opposite. It brought great displeasure to Krishna. One time he saw Balaram engaging in pastimes with a number of women. And he, being very, very proud and arrogant, completely ignored Balaram and started tormenting the ladies. He was making crude gestures. What it says in Krishna book. He turned his backside and exposed his rear end right in front of the girls. They were disgusted. And Balaram was disgusted. Then he started tugging at their clothing. And Balaram became, that was it. Balaram started charging at him with his club. And in retaliation, Devadatta picked up a giant tall sal tree and used it as a club to smash Balaram. And with Balaram's club, he put down his plow and smashed the tree. And so another tree was uprooted and tried to smash Balaram. Balaram smashed the tree and smashing, all the trees were gone. So then he started picking up rocks and threw giant rocks, big boulders at Balaram. With his club, he smashed the rocks into pieces. And this went on, fighting back and forth. Finally, Balaram, just with his fist, because Dvidvita came chasing him with his fist, one punch of Balaram's fist, and Dvidvita was gone. Balaram is so powerful. Opposition in our devotional service is always going to be there. But when there's not just physical strength, but spiritual strength, opposition can always be overcome by the strength of Balaram. And Balvala, similarly, very, very powerful demon. He would rise in the air and similarly desecrate the sacrificial ceremonies of the brahmanas. So they called upon Balaram to help. So as he was rising in the air, Balaram, with his club, pulled him down from the air with his club. He clobbered him once in his collar and neck area, and he was finished. Balvala. Now sometimes Prabhupada would ask, who is stronger? I heard this story from Giriraj Maharaj. Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and going from Mayapur to Calcutta, and they were riding in a car. And Prabhupada turned to Giriraj Maharaj and asked, who is stronger, Balaram or Krishna? And right away, Giriraj Maharaj said, Krishna is stronger. And Prabhupada said, why? Because Balaram means spiritual strength. He has great spiritual strength. And Giriraj Maharaj said, because Balaram is resting his arm on the shoulder of Krishna. So Krishna is stronger. And Prabhupada said, you're right. Krishna is stronger. Although they're non-different. And there's a very nice pastime where, because Balaram likes to serve, Krishna. After the Govardhan Leela, we're going to do Govardhan Parikrama, one of our days here in Vrindavan. After Govardhan Parikrama, Krishna showed his mightiness and his prowess and his strength, and then Krishna continued killing this demon and that demon, and Balaram was feeling, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing my duty properly to serve Krishna. So he asked Krishna, just one day, can I wear your peacock feather and play upon your flute?" Krishna said, "Sure. Here's my peacock feather and here's my flute. You're Krishna for the day." So Balaram went out with the cowherd boys. He's Krishna for the day. It just so happened that very same day, Kamsa had sent Keshi demon to kill Krishna. And he gave a description to Keshi how to tell who is Krishna. He has a peacock feather. And he's always likes very fond of playing upon his flute. So when Keshi went into the assembly of the cows and the cowherd boys, he saw Krishna for a day, Balaram. And he went charging, furiously, charging at Balaram and turned, wheeled and kicked his hind legs and kicked Balaram in the chest and knocked him to the ground. Breathless, Balaram went to Krishna and said, "Here's your peacock feather back and your flute. I don't want them anymore." Later, Keshi approached Krishna, and Krishna finished Keshi very quick. So, we can say, Balaram is the source of all spiritual strength, but Krishna is even stronger. And yet, they're non-different. Balaram likes to honor Krishna. Even he's the elder brother. So, instead of a long story, a short one. Just like Lord Nityananda, he's the same as Balaram. Nityananda Ram, he's the elder brother. And Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna. And Leela before, same personality, Lakshman was the younger brother. And Lakshman was put to so much difficulty. Serving his elder brother, Ram, who did so many things. And he went through so much difficulty. Lakshman decided, it's described by our acharyas, "I don't want to be the younger brother anymore. I want to be the older brother." So Balaram was the elder brother. But even he was the elder brother, he liked doing what Krishna wanted. Although he sometimes did things that even Krishna didn't want for the purpose of enhancing pastimes of Krishna. For example, he befriended Duryodhana. Very puzzling. Why would Balaram make a friendship with such a wicked person? Duryodhana. Wicked Duryodhana. And Balaram had some partiality towards Duryodhana. So much so that when Bhima did what Krishna said to destroy Duryodhana by beating him in the thighs, and Balaram came to know, he was furious, he was going to destroy the Pandavas. Krishna had to plead with him, "Don't do that." But he couldn't disobey what Krishna wanted. Or the marriage of Subhadra. Because he was the elder brother, he was favoring that Subhadra marry somebody she would never marry. But he was the elder brother. So what to do, what to do, what to do? When Krishna, after speaking with Subhadra, came to understand who she wanted to marry instead, By intrigue, Krishna made an arrangement so Subhadra could be kidnapped by Arjuna. And when Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna and the chariot went racing off out of Dwaraka, Balaram said, "Get the entire Yadu army and capture and punish him severely. This is a disgrace for the Yadu dynasty. But before we do that, I'll go take sanction from Krishna." And Krishna said just the opposite. "No, this is very good." It's a great honor. This type of kidnapping of the princess in our Kshatriya dynasty, this is very noble kind of marriage. And besides, if there's a marriage between the Yadu dynasty and the Kuru dynasty, oh, that'll be very, very good. Great strength to our dynasty. So instead of going and doing battle with Arjuna, we should go and invite him to come back and bring riches and wealth and invite the wedding to take place as soon as possible. Balaram didn't know what to do because he couldn't do other than what Krishna said, because that's his mood. He has great attachment for pleasing Krishna. And worshippers in the Krishna Balaram temple, when we, in the morning and in the evening, when we see the deities, and hopefully we'll make it back in time for Damodar Asakam, and you'll see prayers and you'll see Krishna Balaram, you can understand that the mood of Balaram is simply serving the pleasure of Krishna. So we can pray. And when we chant our japa, I'll share this with you just to end. Balaram's appearance day comes before Krishna's appearance day. So this year, in honor of Balaram's appearance day, I was reading Krishna book in the passages that had to do with Balaram, and a particular passage struck me very, very strongly. Prabhupada wrote that we require the mercy of Balaram because to carry out devotional service, we need spiritual strength. Bala means strength, but not just physical strength. It's spiritual strength. So we should pray to Balaram for the spiritual strength required to carry out our devotional service. So that somehow entered. And from that day, and even until literally this morning, every day in between, part of my japa is this meditation on chanting of Ram's name, praying to him for the strength to carry out devotional service. Because each of us, Krishna arranges that each of us always has a volume of devotional service and nature of devotional service that's more than we can handle. Everyone thinks, oh, it's more. Isn't it? More than I can handle. More than I can handle. And so, sincerely you try to manage the devotional service that Krishna provides, and you'll find, if you do that sincerely and chant very sincerely, then Krishna will increase your capacity to carry out that service. And then Krishna gives you more service. And then it's now again out of reach. You're thinking, oh, it's too much. The dimension of it is far beyond my capacity, but Krishna's given me this service. So it just keeps going like that. You strive sincerely because it's service given to you. And your capacity increases. And then Krishna gives you more service that's beyond your capacity to fulfill. I'm convinced it happens eternally. Not just on this plane. Eternally like that. Eternally like that. So that we have to call upon Balaram for the strength to carry out the service. Hari Rama. Hari Rama. So it's not just the name, it's the person and the strength to carry out this enormous responsibility of devotional service that's awarded to us and entrusted to us to do it nicely. And then Krishna. That's like a very important part of the mantra too, the Krishna part. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, please attract me to you, the all-attractive. So we can, you know, do a running start and try to get attracted to Krishna. But he's already all attractive. It's opening our heart to Krishna, to his attractiveness. But part of opening the heart is this humility, the very first message that I shared with you at the beginning of the yatra. Entering Vrindavan requires a humble mood. He who is all attractive is already all attractive. He doesn't need to do anything more than what he already is. But our heart needs to open to that all attractiveness. So Krishna, please attract me to your all attractiveness. Balaram, please give me the strength to carry out devotional service. Anyway, that's something that's very meaningful to me, that a way of chanting in which it's not just a sound or performing a duty of chanting, it's a call with a very specific sankalpa, intention, a focus on achieving the fulfillment of Krishna's happiness, Krishna's desire, Krishna's will. Okay.